is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
To the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Our finest moment. That's what the title of our lesson is today. Our finest moment. We know that right now we're living in one of the most defining moments in the history of the church. We're called to perform as no other generation in the history of the church has done. I'm telling you, if when you see the destruction that's in the world and when you see that it's all over the world, then we need to know that this is a special moment in time. It's not per se a good moment, but it's a special moment. God is saying something to the church, and we need to look up, and we need to know what the Spirit is saying to us. We know that in the day of Moses, he was chosen to lead the children of Israel out of bondage. We're called to bring the entire world out of the death grip, the destroying will of Satan. This is what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to destroy the world, but he can't destroy the world because the world belongs to God. You know, we're under the death-destroying, evil, destructive power of Satan. This is what's happening right now. And he would like nothing more than for us to be in bondage and subject to him and not to the will of God. This is what he would want to happen. But saints of God, we have the power. We have the power to make that go away. And I'm going to read to you in the book of Luke. And this is what Jesus was sent here to do in the book of Luke. And it's Luke 4:18. And this is what it says. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." This is the main part. This is the point I want to make to you in this verse, is that he had sent Jesus to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable word of God. This is what Jesus was sent to do. Now, saints of God, we ought to be outraged and we ought to be angry that Satan has such a stronghold right now over the whole world. We have the power. God has given us the power to take care of the earth and the things of the earth, and to use his power to take care of the things that he told us to take care of. And the kingdom of heaven, we know that it's healing and deliverance there. We know there's no sickness and no disease in heaven. So God has anointed us. He's anointed us with power and the ability to cast out demons and devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. All the things that Jesus did, we have that same power. So instead of us looking around like we're waiting for the scientists to come up with an answer, we need to look to God. We already have that ability. It's already in place. But the thing is, the church don't know how to use it. So saints of God, those of us that know the Lord and those of us that know what God has called us to do, we ought to be angry and we ought to be fighting right now to destroy everything that Satan is bringing up in this world and in our lives. We have the power to destroy, and that's what we ought to be doing. You know, we ought to rise up in righteous indignation and tell Satan no and tell hell no. We cannot live this way, and we will not live this way. We have power over you, and you are a defeated foe. We ought to tell the devil and his kingdom, no, we won't allow you to hold us captive any longer. We need to stand up and say, Lord, I believe what you say, and I trust you. We need to stand up and say, in our faith, that we believe that it's already done. Because, saints of God, if you look at Luke, God is telling us what we need to do in the book of Luke. He's telling us what Jesus did, and we know that we have to abide by what Jesus did. And when we do that, we're standing on good ground. We have to tell the devil, you're not coming in here. And if he's already gotten in here, we got to tell him to get out. We have to bind that spirit. These are evil spirits of sickness and disease. And we're not waiting around for it to come back in the spring, the fall, the summer. We're not waiting around. It's got to go now. You know, our victory is now. The Lord has healed our land. It's already been done. The death cycle is over. And we got to be saying this. Saints of God, I'm saying this because this is how we need to be talking. Not saying what the world say. Not saying what the scientists and the doctors say. We need to be saying what God told us to say. You know, we need to say people are they're being delivered. They're being set free. They're being healed. You know, they're set free right now. And we need to tell the enemy, Satan, it's all over. You are a defeated foe. We need to talk this kind of way because this is what God say. This is what he say. Whatever he say, we're supposed to say. If he speak to the mountains and they move, we have to speak to the mountains and they'll move. If he speak and say, light be, light has to come. And so we say the death is over. That cycle is over. We say the coronavirus is over in the name of Jesus. We're not waiting to hear scientists pronounce it over. We are pronouncing it. We are the eyes and mouthpiece of God, not the scientists. In Mark 11 and 23 and 24, and I'm going to read verse 22, the last part of verse 22, because this is Jesus talking. And he said, have faith in God. This is the first thing we need to do is have faith in God. Whatever the word of God say, we have to have faith in that. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, I'm talking about the mountain of coronavirus now, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Saints, don't you know it's got to move? And if you don't doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, we have to believe it. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So, saints of God, we have to fix this word of God in our heart and in our mind and in our mouth when we confess it. We have to fix this so that we can believe. And he said, when we believe it, we're going to have what we say. So I'm not just saying things just to be saying things. We have what we say. I went over a list of things that we need to tell Satan every day. This death cycle is over. It's over in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no rights in this world in the name of Jesus. We don't give it to you in the name of Jesus. And you can't take authority that you don't have. You are a defeated foe. We have to talk like this. And this is what keeps Satan out. Verse 24, he says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. He said, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You know, right now, we ought to begin to say what we want because it's what we say. We just read it in the Bible. It's not what people say. It's not what the scientists say. It's not what the doctor says. It's what we say. You know, we got to pray for people. You know, we have to pray for people and have a pure heart and a pure mind when we pray for people because God respects righteousness. God respects obedience. God respects good things and goodness from us because that's who he is. He's a good God. He's a perfect God. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a caring God. Praise God. And this is the way if we're his children, we have to be the same way. You know, we have to realize that we should have godly concern and pity and mercy, you know, irregardless of the skin color, whether it's a black person, a brown person, a white person. We're supposed to have mercy. We're supposed to have pity, irregardless of what they are, their race, their color, their creed, their nationality. You know, this is what God requires of us. You know, we got to remember that if we're going to make it into heaven, we're going to have to do it God's way. We can't do it our way. We have to do it God's way. You know, we'll stand before God, and we'll have to give an account to him for how we treat people, for how we stand around idly and watch where other people are suffering and going through a pandemic within a pandemic. When you see people shot to death and they have no, I mean, they're helpless and hopeless, begging for life, calling for their dead mother. And we see that we don't see any uprising in that. We don't see any people coming to the forefront. I'm talking about clergy now. I'm not talking about the world's people. I'm talking about clergy. I'm talking about preachers and teachers of the gospel, people that we know that see their faces on TV. We don't hear them saying anything, and we don't see them coming to the aid of the people like God says. You know, it's just like they're standing around and they're walking around, just like the scriptures say. Instead of them helping that man, that poor man that had fallen in the Bible, instead of them helping him, they walked around him. They looked at him and they walked around him. Saints of God, the Bible is true. And that very scripture will apply to what's happening now. The clergy is not doing anything. They're not saying anything. So if you, there's an old saying that if you're not with us, then you must be against us. So I'm just saying, prejudice comes in all packages. Little, big, ugly, cute, intellectual, rich, and poor. It doesn't have any barriers against it. It comes in all forms and fashion. And we need to realize that as church people, we can't be just like the world. We got to stop this stuff, and we got to stop all of the things that's going on in the world. We have power to stand in our pulpit and say, this is wrong. If you don't want to say it to the world, you ought to say it to the people that look like me. You ought to say that in the church to me, people that look like me. In Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. See, I'm continuing the narrative of we need to say what God say. We need to do as God do. The scriptures will give us guidance, perfect guidance of what we need to do. And Romans 4:17, listen at what, this is what God is doing. And it says, it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. He's talking about God. Even God, who quickeneth the dead. He quickeneth the dead, and he called those things which be not as though they were. So I'm not off base when I'm telling you to call coronavirus dead and out of this country, out of this world, and never to come back again. Because that's what God did himself. That's what our Father did. He called those things that be not as though they were. The word of God is clear. You call that what you want. You call the things that you want to be. You don't call what you're having because you're going to have what you say. So we don't want destruction to remain in this world. We don't want it to remain in certain communities, in all communities, in no communities. We're not going to discriminate. We know that all over the world, this pandemic is having effect. Both pandemics, you know, is having an effect all over the world. We know that blacks are the subject of, they're always considered as being in the forefront of the hate and the evil things that are done all over the world. Blacks suffer from that more than anybody else. So we have two pandemics that's going on. And we don't need to call the situations dire. We don't need to do that. Unsolvable and unanswerable. That's saying what the world is saying. We have to say what God says. We can speak to the mountain. I just read that to you, and the mountains have to move. Everything's going to have to move when we speak in the name of Jesus. So I just want to encourage all groups, actually, because when somebody is in trouble, the Bible said we all ought to be in trouble. So I don't understand the standoffishness. When you see black people in trouble and you stand off and you say nothing, I don't understand that. Because when you're in Christ, we're all one. He said we all drink from the same fountain. We all drink from the same spirit of love and power and a sound mind. We don't drink from fear fountains. We don't drink from hate fountains. We drink from the fountain of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. So I'm just letting you know, as the church, there's a different way that we should be looking at this. There's a different way that we should be moving in the spirit and not in the spirit of the devil or in the spirit of the world. We don't worry about what the scientists say, and we don't worry about what the doctors say. We have to worry about what God says. Not worry about it, but we have to begin to do the things that God says. You know, we can never go back. We can never go back against God. We can never compromise the word of God. You know, God forbid, we shall never compromise the word of God. So are you compromising the word of God as clergy, as lay, you know? Are you compromising the word of God? Even laity, are you compromising the word of God? We're supposed to love one another. If somebody hurt in the church, we're supposed to hurt also. Why? It's not black and white in the church. It's we're all the same thing. The Jew and the Greek, we're all the same. And if we don't act like that, then we're showing a different side of what God says, you know. So I'm just saying, we're going to have to do what God say do, because we know that the word said that Jesus came to destroy all the evil works of the enemy. And we know what the evil works of the enemy are. We're seeing them on display every day. Colossians 5 and 15 says, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him. This is what Jesus did. He quickened us together with him, having forgiven us of all trespasses. This is what he did for us. Verse 14, he blotted out the handwriting of ordinance, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Saints of God, we need to thank God for taking, see, all this stuff that's going on in the world now, that stuff is against God, it's against the church, and we should not stand for it. Jesus came and he blotted out all that stuff, those old rules and those old regulations, you know, that was against us. This is what he did. He nailed that stuff to his cross. That old authoritative rules and laws that were against us, that we couldn't live anyway. He took it away. Jesus nailed it to his cross, and he did it for us. Verse 15 says, and having swore principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Saints, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. And guess what? He did. So if we're walking around here in any other condition, allowing the works of the enemy to stand fast in our neighborhoods, in our world, then we're not doing what God say do. We don't know what to do, or either we don't want to do it. So, saints of God, all this stuff that's going on in our world, we have a chance to set it right as Christians. We can't let the scientists and the doctors, and we can't let the president and legislative body, we can't let these people do the work that God has given us to do. It's not going to work when they do it. They can't even come together on it. So, saints of God, that ought to show you right there the disparities that's in the church right now. We're supposed to be holding up the bloodstained banner of Jesus, not the world. They don't love God and Jesus like we do. 1 John 3:8, it says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. I'm just telling you, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For he sinneth from the beginning, talking about Satan. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, talking about Jesus, that he might destroy the works of the devil. This is why he was manifested. That's why he showed up in the world, so that he could destroy the works of the devil. Now, if he came and destroyed them already, why are we still wondering when it's going to be destroyed? When is coronavirus going to be destroyed? It's already destroyed. We just allowed it to come on the earth on our watch because we didn't know how it looked. We don't know how evil spirits look. That is an evil spirit. Anything that's killing, destroying, that is an evil spirit. We immediately ought to go to the scriptures where God tells us to cast out these demons and devils. And we have power over all these evil spirits. That's when we need to go to the scriptures and start reading and then start applying it. We have to apply the word of God. It's just not going to work just because we read it. It's going to work because we get it in our mind, in our heart, our soul, and we keep it there. We plant it in our heart. And then we have faith in God enough to believe that, okay, if he said we could do it, then we can do it. And then you need to start saying something. If you don't speak it, and if you don't speak it with conviction and authority, we have the authority and power over everything on this earth. Satan don't have it. But if we give him the power, he will act like an authoritative devil. And we don't want that, saints of God. You know, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's all God. And he said he would heal our land. He said he would make this land healthy and strong and prosperous and productive again. And he sent his only begotten Son to die on a heinous old ugly cross so that we could have a right not only to the tree of life, but that we'll have a right to be rid of all of Satan and all of his stuff. He sent Jesus to destroy the works of the devil. And we know that there are many works that the devil do. He sent sickness and disease and everything that you can name, heartbreak and you know, oppression and depression, you know, all kind of sicknesses and diseases, evil spirits, tormenting spirits. He sends all of that. And somehow or another, we have nerve enough to go along with the world when they say God sent this. That's a lie, and the truth has never been in it. And I'm pretty sure Satan is laughing at that one. So we ought to come and believe what God says. We ought to look at the word of God, and we ought to know that what God said is true. If he sent Jesus to destroy the works of the enemy, then he sent him to do that. And we know when you say destroy, that means he rendered him useless. And when it's useless, it's no good. And what do? You just throw it away. So God sent Jesus to render Satan useless, ineffective, and nothing. So he called him nothing. And if we don't take that same attitude, this is the word for us. We have to consider Satan as nothing. And we have to do the things that God told us to do, or we're not doing our job. You know, we got to tell this coronavirus that it's over. God has opened our eyes through this virus to this ugly view of this world and how the world see things and how the world go about doing things. And he's showing the church the disparities that's in the church. Saints of God, don't think you're escaping this, because God is showing you. You're the one that's important to God, not the world. He loved the world, and the world belonged to him. But everybody is not chosen by God. When you decide you want to live for God, then you become a chosen vessel. Everybody haven't chosen God as their Lord and Savior. So they go about doing everything they're big enough to do. But we have, the church have. So we have rights to speak to the enemy. And we have rights to use the authority that Jesus gave us when he died on the cross. Let's not let that be in vain. You know, we have people define the laws, and we have people, officers, law officers, just not even obeying the laws that they themselves are sent there to uphold. They're not doing that. Instead, there's an open season, seem like, on black people. There's an open season that you can just go out and pick one randomly on the street, shoot him, kill him, put your knee on his neck, shoot a woman in her apartment, just break in and shoot her for no reason at all, and then it's okay. But saints of God, it's not okay. So I'm speaking to the black community. You have to give it to Jesus. He will help you. God will help you. We know that certain one of our the people that's in authority, they're trying to enact rules and regulations to try and help this situation. But we know that all of our help, it comes from the Lord. That's where it comes from. So we're going to have to lean and depend on the Lord, because he's the only one. He's the only one that can help us. You know, I've seen commercials for dogs and for animals that soon will be extinct. And they're asking people to give them $19.95 so that they can help the poor dogs that don't have homes, that they have been abandoned and they have been neglected. They're asking people for $19.95 a month so that they can help these poor animals. And they're asking for the wildlife, the same thing, $19.95 to save the wildlife that's about to be extinct. But guess what? I've never heard any of them ask to give us $19.95 to help the black people in any kind of way. You know, and they see that we're being targeted. Young black men, old black men. Now the women are being targeted and being killed. People are afraid to go out of their homes. They're afraid if we don't kiss them now, we might not get to kiss them because they might not come back home. If we don't say bye right now, we might not be able to say bye later on, because they'll be killed in the street, hopeless, helpless, without defense of any kind. No one will come to their aid. Even fellow officers will not come to their aid. But they sit there, and all of them gang together, and they murder, and they kill, and we're supposed to lack that. But I'm telling you, saints of God, when I see clergy sit and don't say anything, when I see preachers and pastors sit and don't say anything, they're upholding murder. Because that's what that is. It's vicious, malicious murder. And most of the time, it's done in the front of cameras. It's not done under the cloak of darkness. It's done right out in the open with cameras on them. And they feel so comfortable in their skin until they don't even care. They just go right ahead and murder, and then get up and say, well, I don't think I should be prosecuted. I don't think nothing should happen to me. Well, saints of God, there's going to be a reckoning. And let me tell you something. All of those that have their mouth shut right now, and you're going along with this, because if you're not with us, you're against us. That's what Jesus said. When they was talking about all, you know, his disciples told him about all those people that was preaching, and they wasn't doing it in the name of Jesus. And Jesus told them, well, if they're preaching the word about Jesus, then they're with us. They're not against us. So if you're with us, you'll open your mouth and say something. You know, we know these people that come from under the sheets and the mask, you know, and they're out in the open, doing everything that they're big enough to do to black people. And it's an outcry all over the world, not just in the United States. And then our president will come out and say something stupid. You know, I'm just wondering, where do you stand as clergy, as bishops, as Catholic bishops, all kind of Baptists, and all these different denominations? Where do you stand?
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God.
KAYT KQJO. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715. The weather is brought to you by Jay's Wheels and Tires, a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Flat tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repaired, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going.
Let's talk weather on this Wednesday. In Monroe, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny with a high at 76. It will be partly cloudy in the evening with more clouds later on at night with a low at 48. In Lake Charles, sunny skies, high at 77, clear to partly cloudy at night with a low at 52. In Shreveport, a few afternoon clouds, but mainly sunny with a high at 77, partly cloudy in the evening with a low around 50. Natchez, Mississippi will be sunny with a high at 75, nighttime lows at 47 under partly cloudy skies. And in Alexandria, sunny with a high at 77 at night, lows at 46, under partly cloudy skies. And that's a look at your weather for this Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed today. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Recognize me and bring me up from behind. I know it don't seem right to the others standing there. That's the thing about favor. Favor just ain't fair. I don't know why
he favors me,
but I like to testify.
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag.
He favors me.
And I don't mean to make you mad.
He favors me.
Even when I do wrong. Blessing me right
on.
I don't have a
savior.
That's why I don't deserve. I don't know why he does. Lord, I wish I understood. Oh, Lord, that favor just ain't fair, y'all. But he
It's all about his love. He don't give it because of, but he does it in spite of. And even when I'm wrong, and even when I forget to pray, for some reason or another, he tends to favor me anyway. I don't know why, but let me testify. I don't mean to brag, and I don't want to make you mad. Even when I do wrong, he keeps catching me right on. I don't have weak shirts, and that's why I know I don't deserve it. I don't know why he does it. I wish I understood. All I know is favor just ain't fair. But y'all know.
Testify. I don't mean to brag,
and I really don't mean to make you mad. He keeps blessing me right on.
I don't have answers,
and I know that I don't deserve it.
I don't know why, y'all.
Lord, I wish I understood.
But all I know is
faith. But you know what? We don't do anything to justify his favor. We don't sing well enough. We don't pray enough. He just gives it to us. Tell him to say,
I don't deserve it.
He favors me.
Oh, I get hungry.
He favors me.
It's so good, it's on my own.
He favors me.
The reason he loves is still unknown.
He favors me.
If I could explain it,
he favors me.
Lord, I surely would.
He favors me.
All I know to say tonight,
he favors me.
God has sure been good.
He favors me.
I can't explain why.
He favors me.
I don't even begin to try.
He favors me.
Look at the home overseas.
He favors me.
That either could have been me.
He favors me.
I tend to complain about
he
the place I live.
Me.
But Lord, you always bless
he
me to pay my bills.
Me.
I don't know why you do it, but I just want to say thank you for blessing little old me.
I don't deserve it. I said, I don't deserve it. I said, we don't deserve it.
But he's still.
I said, we don't deserve it. I don't know why.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why, y'all. I sure don't know why. The Lord favor me.
I don't know why.
He favors me.
Can I testify?
He favors me.
I don't mean to brag.
Oh no.
And I don't want to make you mad.
He favors me.
Even when I do,
he keeps blessing me right on.
He favors me.
I don't have a way to serve him.
And I know that I don't deserve it.
I don't know why, girl.
Lord, I wish I understood.
KQJOFM. Praising him.
I'm attorney David Michael Williams, and I'm running to be your next 9th Judicial District Court Judge, Division F. The pillars that support my platform are my faith in God through my personal relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my family, my experience as a dedicated trial attorney, my charge to implement more meaningful alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders. I'm ready to be fair and impartial and to make the right decisions, even when those decisions are unpopular.
Concerned citizen David Michael Williams urges you to vote Tuesday, November 3rd, and is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. The Treasure Box Expo, the pop-up shop outside event, happens Saturday, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1017 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, directly across from the police complex. Vendor space is available until November 11th for all paparazzi consultants, authors, jewelers, artists, food vendors, and more at 318-664-6936. The Treasure Box Expo will feature vendors such as Delos Jewelry, Along Came Becky's Catering, Cutie Pie Jewelry by Sheree, Liplicious by Janaya, Mimi's Art Galleria, Christy Armstrong's Paparazzi, and others. You'll be able to shop till you drop Saturday, November 14th at 10 a.m. The Treasure Box Expo will also feature author Sharisha Thomas and her latest book, The Busy Bumblebee. She'll have signings, autographs, and pictures available for all of the children. And there'll be a live radio remote broadcast. The Treasure Box Expo is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cuts.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cuts.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back,
cause this means war.
I bleed the blood.
There's power in the blood.
I bleed, I bleed.
Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Councilman District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park on the Rawson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward more home ownership in the district, and certainly working hard to build a community we can be proud to live in and work in. I encourage everyone to get out and vote. As the late U.S. Representative John Lewis said, let's get into good trouble.
Concerned citizen Jules Green, candidate for City Councilman District 3, is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Come on, catch a foot like this and snap your finger, come on.
Grace.
Unmerited grace.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Kareem, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself. Yeah. I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about